Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Do I need to go live by my phone? TJ, I used to do that. Well, about $4.95. That's a lot of damn weight. Are we on?
It's showing.
I ain't got no live feed, man. Y'all got live feed in there?
Test runs on Thursdays.
The only thing happened, we shut the computer down for the whole week. I was gone. Ready to click go live to start streaming.
It's already the propagation.
Okay, audio coming through on Blog Talk. Y'all just excuse us for a second. We're having technical difficulties. Stay tuned to this station and your regular broadcasting will return here in a few minutes. Y'all pass the word around. Let them know that we're working on it.
I hear
it. And we live in there? There we go. I hear. All right.
That's my brother Kabir boy.
All right, we here. Go ahead and do another intro, Teach. All right. Go ahead and do another intro, man.
Oh, I tell you, that right there, that's on the back of the controller. I think somebody gifted me this, man.
Well, I had this.
That's a bull. Yeah. Well, I'm real. I know. Somebody else.
Pistacato. 2011. Just a pistol by itself is $2,500.
Just about $3,400 pistol.
I was on.
And it shoot good, too. I believe that's like 20. I wasn't old as shit, man. I would carry it around.
Oh, you already did an intro? Mm-hmm. All right. Hey! Bless y'all, Israel. We here.
We are here.
Yeah. Somebody tried to steal my saying and said that they came up with that. I'm the one that came up with we here. Greg, they're trying to take my saying. I tell you what, y'all want the credit for it, go ahead and take it. I don't get no money for it anyway. I don't get no kickbacks. Everybody, they're always trying to take my shit. We here. What's wrong with being here?
Nothing.
All right, well, you know, wait, man, I ain't been in the pulpit in 2 weeks. I was getting ready to go on 3. I'm getting ready to go on 3 weeks. But, hallelujah, nevertheless. Hey, Israel, we glad to have y'all in here.
Oh, yeah.
You know we're going to be just about as real can get.
Sir.
It's just the way it is. I don't know. TJ, ain't you glad you came to that? The Most High God brought you to this truth?
Yeah.
I'm going to put some super glue on it, man.
Yeah.
I think his cow done christened this thing a few times, bro. It may even shine better if it was off, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only problem I can see.
The diffuser. There we go.
But, hey, you come the same way Most High gets all of us. Am I right? Can y'all answer me? Hey, let me do this right, bro. Let me say something. Let me write this down. So I don't forget, okay? Did y'all see the videos I did down in Georgia?
Okay.
I can't upload too many. It's crazy, man. Y'all know we live in a rural area out here, right? We're rural, right? Georgia, we're right next to a little small city. You know, it's probably within 3 miles, 3 or 4 miles. It's still kind of country. Rule because it's real. The town ain't got number one police car. But Commerce down has got a big old, you know what I mean? And the highest speed internet we can get is 15 megabytes.
What?
I'm out here in a rule, man. I can get 1 gig. I get 1 meg, man. I mean, 100 meg. I mean, I got the same speed they got in the city. And I can't even pick up a rock and throw it and hit my neighbor 4, 5, 8, 10 times. Got high-speed internet out here than you do out there. And when I try to upload a video, you count up 3 hours, and it may make it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it gets about 2.5. All of a sudden, crash, fault, we can't get it out of it. Yeah, connection law, all kind of, I just wait till I usually get here. Sometime I'm successful, maybe it felt like a 2 or 3 minute video. I was able to squeeze 1 or 2 in there. You know what I mean? Because people, one guy said, he sent me an email, he said, look here, Pastor. I don't know what you're doing, but you know we're here. You need to be talking to us. He said, you've been going dark on us. You've been dark on YouTube. You've been dark on Patreon. You ain't been saying a lot of nothing. Now, what is the problem? 1 minute I'm doing all this talking, people raise hell. When I ain't doing talking, people raise hell. Which one is it? 1 minute you want me to shut up, I shut up. Next minute I'm talking, then you want me to talk. Then the next minute when I ain't talking, you want me to talk. Which one is it?
Ain't that fun?
Even my enemies get mad. They don't have nothing to talk about. Damn, he done made videos. And shit, man. We got to go make something so we can criticize him. So we can throw rocks in high hand.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Galen. All of y'all out there, hey, we do appreciate it. Let's get through the introductions here for a second, all right? Hey, Brother Sanderson, soon bless y'all. Hallelujah. Brother Galen, thank you. Bless you, Shep, and the brethren of Israel. We're here.
We're here.
We got a few things we're going to talk about here tonight. But, you know, We have, I want everybody to listen to me, okay? Listen. We have a brand new PayPal account. I would rather that you will go donate at Straightway Truth Ministry. Brother Samuel and them is putting a plug in here. Straightway Truth Ministry at gmail.com. Look for that on PayPal, okay? I much rather you do that because, you see, Pastor Dowell is tired of giving the IRS thousands of dollars. What kind of damn system is this, man? You go to work, you get taxed. And then when you go to work, you get taxed. Every bill you pay, you get taxed. You get taxed at the gas pump. You get taxed for a light bill. You get taxed for insurance. You get taxed for a car. You get taxed every damn day. And then even when you give it to a religious organization, they try to find ways to tax you. And then as soon as social media wakes up, now they found a way to tax it because they can't let all this free money run around. So they make laws to get more tax money because they're a bunch of buffoons that don't know how to balance a checkbook. And then that dumbass bite. How y'all? Thank God for the Democrats. How y'all like it now in the Democrat rule, huh? Trump looking real damn good right now, isn't he? Isn't he Trump look like the best president in the history of down the United States of America? Huh? Huh? He's real good, considering the alternative, huh? A damn buffoon, cognitively not even there. Can't do anything unless you read a teleprompter, and even at that, he picks his nose on live TV. He picks his teeth on live TV. I asked the Democrats. I said, hey, y'all. Won't y'all just tell me one thing? Just give me one good damn thing that Joe Biden has done in a year and a half. He has destroyed literally this country and just thrust people into utter poverty within a year. We had prosperity under Trump. When I say Trump, I mean Trump and his administration. Then people go, oh, look, you Trump lovers out there. So how you poor ass Negroes liking it now in the Biden? That's the real question.
That is the question.
How you liking it? How you liking it? Huh? How you like losing $50,000 to $70,000 in the stock market? How you liking your crypto crashing? Man, somebody has some crypto. I forget what that coin was. They went out and got loans. They went out and borrowed against their home equity. Luna or something like that.
Luna.
That booger was at like $126 a coin. Guess what that booger's worth today? 1 cent. These people are committing suicide. They are skydiving. Y'all hear me? Without a parachute. They have just went all in. They so far hopped in debt. You'll never have debt chasing debt. You have to understand, we're not the American government where you can create $30 trillion in debt, $300 trillion in unfunded liabilities, and we can still say, we're not the Americans. Another question is, how the hell is it when you got a bunch of Ashkenazis up there blowing the hell out of each other in Russia and Ukraine? All of a sudden, we want to join together in solidarity.
Yeah.
But then when the Hutus and Tutus down in Africa are up here killing each other, nobody says shit.
Yeah.
See, this is the reason why they don't like Pastor Powell. Because I just can go right down and call it like it is. Systemic racism. That's what it is. But they invested in Luna. Crashed 99%. I don't mind telling you. I'm invested. You know, what is the... I got a quiz question for y'all, brothers. Y'all ready for this? I'm going to go with Kevin Samuels on y'all. I always had the answer. It's just that I just didn't never listen to him much. If I was in a garage, I would cut him off. You know what I mean? Some things I agreed with, some things I didn't. But what is the only thing that gains in value as it ages over time? Rodriguez property. Nah, but those prices are starting to fall now. Mm-hmm. Remember the housing market crashed in 2008? Yes, we can re-experience that right now.
It's getting very close.
Huh? And of course, he's always talking about, you know, men and women.
Yeah.
Do women gain value over time? No, they don't. A woman's most prolific years is when she in her late teenage years and in her 20s. And I'm telling the truth, women. Men, our value comes in later.
Yes, that's
true. Well, y'all like it or not, women are smarter than us when we're young. We don't gain smartness until we get older. I've been living just for a little while. See all this right here? That's called hoary head. So let's get back. Let's get back. Come on. And you know what? Somebody did hit it. And my youngest child hit it too. You know what gains value over time and never loses value? Gold. Gold, gold, gold. And the Most High said, I counsel you to buy me gold, tried in the fire. Huh? You know what that gold is nowadays, right? Your soul. Your soul. And see, the reason why the women will get mad and upset when you will make questions like that is because he's letting them know that you ain't all that. Y'all mean to hear me?
Yes,
you ain't all that. You got women out there who got five baby daddies. And they think they deserve a high value man. You have been ran through more times than somebody opened up the door at Walmart. But you out of your damn mind. You see what I'm saying? And I keep telling you, see, women today, and the topic is not women. I'm just trying to weave this here right now. I want y'all young men to really listen to me. Alright? You see, women in this generation have bought the lie from other unsuccessful women who have had failed marriages, failed relationships, and here's a big one, or either had an Ahab for a husband. Y'all better hear me? Because, see, I can't go back to 20. I wouldn't want to go back to 20. I'm so glad I ain't got to do y'all years over again. Shit, man. This shit. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. So, you got women chose career, college. Y'all college men. You didn't finish this. You did? I figured out they draft you. You said hell with school.
No.
Okay. What'd you major in? Why everybody go criminal, Justin, when all y'all criminals? It makes no sense. You, Daniel, Muir, Gideon, all y'all goddamn criminals, man. Why the hell y'all do that? Is it gravy or something?
It just works best with the schedule.
It's that's what it is.
Pretty much what it is.
Works best with the schedule. So you know when I'm talking good. You know what you're doing. Because you can use what you learn and trump the system, especially after what you learn. But everybody, and when I try to tell people, this system is nothing but a game. It's all rigged. When you start, see, they got you believing that your conscience is, I don't want to do nothing wrong. That's the whole damn system wrong. Anyway, so, I've always told women, you are on this earth for one reason, and one reason alone. Y'all know I'm a preacher of a dying breed, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anybody's going to be talking like this after my days is over with. Y'all better get it in. You better get it in. Better get it in. You've been around me a long time. Women, your calling on this earth is to be a wife and a mother. You wasn't designed to go out here and work for somebody else. Did I just say something wrong?
No,
true. And in this ministry, you get a chance to actually be that. Name another ministry that talks like this. Straight book. That's what you're there. You're on this earth to be a wife and a mother. Not to go chase out the career. Not to be deceived by some jackleg and say, well, you got to get out there and fend for a damn living. You supposed to be protected.
That's true.
Somebody let me know if I said something wrong. We ain't got to this. Let's get the introduction. Israel, I bless you all. I truly, truly do. I'm glad that y'all here. I need to make sure that y'all, if you want to donate, all right, we have Cash App over here. We have PayPal. The big thing I'm putting emphasis on is PayPal because a lot of people donate by PayPal. Believe it or not, sometimes people think the labor is worthy of his hire. Believe it or not, I actually tell people, listen, you hold back. Wait till the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Then hell. How many times y'all seen bums on the street? People having signs up. Vietnam vet. Everybody Vietnam vet. He's 30 years old. Vietnam vet. Vietnam vet, 30 years old. I remember I had this discussion with Dad Dow a long, long time ago. It was about 30 years ago. We was going by the gas station. We was going by a car wash. There was a guy out there had a sign up. Every one of them, God bless you. Isn't that right? You see them, and you got to sit there at the red light and try to keep your neck still. I look at them, I go, look at this damn spirit. They look at me, I look at them just like this. I rolled out of one, I said, hey, can you give me some money? He thinks because he's on the corner begging for money that he's entitled to get money.
Yeah.
Man, I already know you got some money. Give me some damn money. I need some money. My gas tank is on E. I need to get off. They look at me. What a spirit come over these books. Now, the book says, give not to a sinner. And if you do give, it says give to a godly man. See, that's where your wicked heart comes in to trump the word. You get the fuzzy skin in. You get all manipulated. And you're like, oh, I just gonna do a good deed. No, you wicked. And then when I come to tell you, I'm with you, y'all. They get pissed off.
Yeah.
They get P-P-O on half a dollar.
Yeah.
And all I did was quote the eternal word.
That's all I did was
quote the eternal. But you're mad at me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're mad at me. And I understand what the scripture says. They hated him without a cause. See, you all mad and upset, and you let your feelings run, and you think you're justified in being mad and upset. But what if you're mad and upset in a wrong matter? What if you're ignorant? It could be a small chance you are ignorant. It could be a great chance you are dumb on purpose because you ignore study of the truth. So I talk about even what the Messiah said. Who are the poor? The ones that have the message, the gospel preached to them. Who has the message preached to them? The bum on the street out there? Who preached to them? People get mad at it. And I know it. Yahshua already said it. Marvel not if they hated you. They hated me before they hated you.
Yeah. That's right.
See, this is the living word. This is the living word. That's why your Christian preachers, they damn sure don't want me come up in that. I turn a Christian church upside down. All I got to do is get in the pulpit, take a look and scan, see what the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit tell me cast out demons. That damn church is going to get tore up. Because we ain't going to rush to come and hold them. We're going to let y'all just tag each other up. Ain't that what Yahshua did?
Yes.
Yahshua never had nobody go hold and protect a brother or sister for insurance liability. He let them flop around all over the ground.
Yes.
And he was like, well, how long has he been like this? prophesying.
Yeah,
Jesus would let them flop around all over the place and then ask questions. I keep telling you, they don't know. Y'all don't know the king. And then when you see somebody coming in the same spirit, because he's the one that gives us his spirit.
Yes.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I know it's hard to believe, but I haven't always been this way.
Come on.
Can y'all not tell that when I get behind the mic or I get in that pulpit, I literally turn into another man?
Yes, sir.
You can't tell.
Different
come on, y'all watch me, y'all see me, y'all have me, y'all see me when I'm just walking around every day. But man, when I get in that pulpit, and I'm over here, total different man. You see the same silhouette. Something happened. The spirit does something going on. Something done come on, man. What the hell is passing out? See, it's not the brother down that people hate. It's the pastor down that people hate.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
It's not the brother down, it's the pastor down. Because guess what? Believe it or not, the brother down has never done nobody wrong. The pastor down has never done nobody wrong. What's wrong is you not trying to understand the speech of the ancients, the speech of the wise.
Mm-hmm.
See, you have to understand, you come pre-programmed to think a certain way, to look at things a certain way, to view things a certain way.
True. Very true.
And when somebody comes against your truth. Y'all heard that before?
Yeah.
I heard that in a generation. Then you know what you do when somebody comes against your truth? You fight back bitterly against what they said. Because it didn't suit and fit your truth. Because you have put your truth and exalted it above the word of God. As if you're Yah himself. Now, one of the commandments is that you should not, we should not have any idolatry worship, right? Is that right?
That's right?
And what people miss out on that is they don't think that they made an idol out of their own opinion.
Yeah,
it
is.
Yes, sir. See, they have put their opinion above y'all's word.
Yeah.
And then, you know what they do, Levi? They even hate me even more so on top of that. Everybody in this room, I've been your age.
Yes, sir.
Been there, done. But I can tell you this. I am not wasted a multitude of years.
Yeah, true.
I'm glad that the most out of y'all put this kind of spirit inside of me because I expect my time gone.
Yeah.
Y'all keep this thing.
Yeah! In the name of Jesus, come on.
Because the alternative's not looking good.
Oh, no. Hell no.
The alternative's not looking good. This world ain't worth a damn.
That's true.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
This world ain't worth shit.
No.
I'm telling you. I see. You know how see how old he was in?
24.
Man, you know I was 24 for a whole year? I remember 24. Not shit. Damn. 24. I think I was over in damn. I was over there when the Berlin Wall was coming down in 24.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to bring me back a piece of rock and show everybody, look what I did. 24. Now I'm getting geared up on the first Gulf War, man. 24. You know, I'm not shit. I probably had about 20 jumps out of an airplane, maybe 30. I was a sergeant by the end. 24. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, damn, I was sergeant for multiple, getting ready to go to staff sergeant. Been around, been there, done that. I've been to third world countries, all that stuff. In other words, I have not wasted my life in riotous living. I learned from every damn thing and try to pay it forward. You ever heard that thing before?
Yes, sir.
Pay it forward. Just pay it forward. I don't expect no damn pats on the back for shit. You know, people ask me, hey, man, ain't you proud to be a veteran? I think you mean to be a jackass and a fool? Cannon fodder for the military industrial complex? No, I'm proud to be a veteran because the brother, the men I had next to me. But for this sorry ass country, hell no. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
The notoriety comes because we know where we've been. You understand what I mean? Not because of this wicked-ass country. That makes sense?
Oh, yes, sir.
I got out of high school, dumb as hell like everybody else is graduating from public school. Dumb as hell. Just dumb. Just a capital dumb. So don't get mad at me because I tell you the truth. Don't Galatians 4:16 says, have I do what? Become your enemy? Because I do what? This is why people get mad at us. Don't the Bible teach that a woman ought to be a chaste keeper at home? You gonna fault me for wanting to do that? Mother girl will tell you, mother girl, come in here right now. Come here right now. Watch this. Just let y'all know, this wasn't something of the Holy Spirit. We wasn't reared to talk like that in our generations. Have I ever, from the time we got married, have I ever wanted you to work outside the home?
No.
I would go on missions and come back and find out her ass working on the job. Am I telling the truth?
Yes, sir.
That's old-fashioned values. It couldn't come from my parents. Couldn't come from my father and mother. It had to come through them. You see what I'm saying? Did y'all hear what I said? Y'all missed it. Oh, y'all missed it.
I heard it.
Y'all missed it. Thank you, babe. Y'all missed it. I said, them something had to come. It had to come because something was instilled in me different.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, Seth.
If we can't make it on this one income, we don't need to be making it at all.
Right.
You gonna sit there and bash me for about having a baby, then you gonna stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want nobody else teaching my child.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. Y'all hear me?
Yes,
I was thinking like this at 18, 19 years old. I was type of man back when I got shipped off to Germany to get ready for the First World War, right? I would tell mother girl, I said, at the time in Germany, they didn't have euros. I said, give me 50 marks. I would take 50 marks a month. And you know how I would make money? I would hustle, make money in the military. You know how I would do it? Cutting hair. I would cut hair, make me drinking money and club money. But that weekend. Back then, the drink was Crown Royal. Now nobody want to drink Crown Royal. Now Crown Royal is going to be the bartering liquor. But man, if you had Crown Royal, you would have stuffed in. I'd make me 250 miles, and then I would go bounce at midnight air down on the Rhine River in Germany. They would give us 200 miles tonight. Just go bounce to keep the order. That's why I get midnight air from.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't know where it comes from.
Oh,
now you know,
yeah.
Now you know where it comes from. We'd be right down the Rhine River. You don't believe me? Just do a Google search to see what I'm talking about. A Rhine River in Germany. They would hold a big old stage, have all this music playing and stuff, and I'd be sitting up there bouncing. Give my marks. Go back to the back. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I only had to whoop the shit out of about 3 or 4 Germans just bouncing. That was it. But, I mean, think about it. You get a chance to whoop somebody's ass while you're bouncing. That's good shit. I mean, you got to think about it. My mentality was, well, damn, I get to, you know, here we are bruising each other up every damn day. Here we are fighting each other and practicing on each other damn day. Damn, baby, we get a chance to test our skill set out here a little bit. But how you test your skill set when somebody's drunk and shit, and they already got Superman liquid in them?
Yeah.
Honey, man, come on. Get away, bro. Go somewhere. And you know, in Germany, they got these big-ass men like y'all ass. They come like that in Germany. They're big ogres. They big. I mean, you're just a naturally big man. You understand that, right? These boogers, these are cornbread. Damn wheat fed Germanic Gauls. These are Gauls, man. These are straight up Gauls. May have a mixture of damn Scandinavian. These are big ass dudes. They like themselves and look at us. They look at our little puny selves. We look puny at them. I say, look here, man. Go ahead and take your woman. Get back. Get back. Don't come past that line. Yeah. Are you trying to speak English or you speak other languages? Goes out. I ain't tired. But look here, man. Don't come past us. I'm telling you, man. You're going to hurt you really bad. You ain't that. I said, you all you do is speak English. And, of course, they get a few more of these damn head devices then. And come back an hour later, guess who's trying? Hey, we done crashed. We crashed. Y'all still there? Let me tap it again. We crashed. All right, teach, you better get this. We crashed.
Mercy.
We crashed hard. Look. Damn, I'm still up. I ain't up over here, dog. Oh, let me try this again. My phone is done. Went out, man. Are we still alive? Y'all still see me? You still see me? I don't see nothing, man. All right, we back. You know, there's a 15-second delay, right? I don't know why they do a 15-second delay, because you can't beep shit that we say, you know. Beep, 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 beep. All right. All right, good. We back in, then. All right. So anyway, what was it, the Rhine River? Anyway, y'all don't want to hear these old foreign stories, man. I got stories that will last you a lifetime. Anyway, we here. I'm just trying to tell you that I've always been this way, even prior to conversion. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's why I can't understand. Don't sit up and cry over damn spilt milk. When you see the right way, do it.
That's it.
That's it.
Who gives a shit about the hand you've been dealt?
Yep.
You can cry all that. But what if y'all put somebody in front of you? Here's an example.
Yeah.
Why can't you cry that? Why can't you take a hold of that? Why can't you take those proverbial fool by the horn and then run out of that? Why you got a cell phone and just sit there and bolt?
Come on.
You ain't got no damn excuse.
No.
Pull yourself up by your own damn bootstraps and chain.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Well, I would deal with a bad end. I'm sorry. We ain't the ones always teaching to listen to this book because we ain't. I'm sorry. We ain't. We just ain't the ones. We ain't the ones. I'm telling you. Ain't the ones. What you do, the book says, whereof shall a young man live his way?
Oh, yeah.
And there's only one way to do it. It's just by taking heed to the word of God.
Yeah, come on, Seth.
And I'm sorry. The word is so saturated in me. It's just literally saturated.
Yeah.
I don't care where I'm at any given time.
Woo!
Words.
Yeah.
Don't the book says, man, so not live by
bread alone,
but by
every word
that do what?
Proceeds out of the mouth of Yah.
And you can't tell I don't live that way?
Yes, you do that.
You can't tell I don't live that way?
Yes.
I live by every word.
Come on.
Every word.
Yeah.
And for that, I get hated. Then I go. I'm glad to be in that number. Hey, I be questioning if I'm not hating.
That's it, yeah.
The Bible says, y'all ready for this one?
Oh.
This direction you can both be your mindset.
Oh.
Jesus, Yahshua, says, woe unto you when men speak well
of you. Come on. That's the word. That's the word. Hey.
That's why I be laughing at all these videos and people don't even know. I'm like, I know that. They must be talking to you. But you know it's a rebuke? You notice I took Michael Israel videos and posted on the YouTube channel today. All that praise and worship.
Yes, sir.
You know, I posted the Alabama videos.
Yes, sir.
Every single time those videos go, it's a rebuke. It's a scathing rebuke to all the detractors out there. Somebody, I don't expect, listen, let me see. You may get one in a thousand.
Yeah.
Are you following me? You get one of a family, two of a city.
Come on.
That's what a prophet said, right? That's like, you're not looking for, to hell with the many, just the remnant.
Yes.
That may be somebody looking at this go, now wait a minute, damn it. I hear what all these people are saying, but this stuff ain't lining up.
No.
This stuff is just simply not lining up like you did.
Yes.
Like you did.
So,
TJ Call, he's a humble man. General Giant. But he man.
Yeah.
You still go to your ass, you're man now.
Hallelujah.
And I'm telling you, if you're a man, let me teach y'all something about being a man. Don't y'all do like this world do and do what they call fighting fair. If you know you're going to get in something, you be, why are you talking all this? Look for upgrades.
Oh, yeah. Upgrades.
The whole idea is you don't want this guy coming back again.
Yeah.
If he do come back, he's injured. Great.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, ain't no reference to this.
No.
And people say, what are you doing? I'm keeping Israel on the cutting edge.
Yes, sir.
Because I know we're in our enemy land. And our enemy, every day, let us know how much they hate us.
Yes,
you may not be experiencing, but we are experiencing.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, it's
true.
It's true. Yes, they do.
Because there ain't no food.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You ain't going to tell me it's raining outside and you pissing on my leg. Y'all hear me? Wise up. That's why when the book says, know them that labor among you, I know them that labor among you.
No, I know that.
And even at that,
yeah.
I still don't know everybody.
That's it. Yes, sir.
If we did, why we got all these people, Brother Greg, why we got all these people turning, teaching phrases and...
They never was.
You had a six-figure job.
Yes, sir.
I met you and them, y'all living on a high hog.
Yes.
High hog.
I was driving a hog.
Man, you were driving a hog. He had a nice ass Harley, boy. I was like, good God mercy. Loud, too. Dang, it was loud. They were living in a nice townhouse, two bachelors. Had a run of the mill. All these women trying to join up with them because they seen a easy life. See, women think like it. Women, men, you dumb as hell. All you want is some coochie.
True.
Some stanky coochie. That's all you just, man. You're damn stupid. Thank you, thank you. Just because a woman keep you cuckoo, I get it.
You right.
Yeah. Even in a world of a good-looking woman staring me too damn long, I'd be like, because maybe I'm barbaric. But the way it's supposed to be, I'm the one that needs to be approaching you.
Yeah.
Not you approaching me.
Yeah,
that you approaching me, that's kind of damn aggressive. You teetering on mantle.
Man, yeah.
Well, you got something down your...
Oh, shit.
Come on,
Chef.
I'm sorry. Listen, I'm telling y'all, this is the way I used to think before conversion.
Straight up, man.
That's it.
The only thing the Holy Spirit did was give me a big old pliable heart. And then I had to learn how to regulate.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Because
he gave me a heart of flesh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be touched by it. Man, I had to learn how to, I'm telling you. And thank y'all for the word. Thank you, Father, for the word of the Most High.
Yeah, hallelujah.
When he dropped his Holy Spirit on me, I was loving everything.
Love it.
Hey,
Oh, yeah.
But I got the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Come on.
I said, hold up.
Wait.
I have the Holy Spirit now.
Uh-huh.
I better not be gullible.
Mm-hmm.
I better take heed to this.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I don't care where your heart is.
God's heart. Come on now.
I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
I better pay attention. And that's how listen, I'm trying to teach y'all.
Yes, sir.
As best as I can.
Yes, sir.
Before my time is up. Y'all learn from this. And take heed to this.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let messages like the generation do, they take it as I can. Oh, that was so good. What are you talking about? Don't know. But it was a good message, though. Don't let that fall on them. When he's up deep, man, don't sit there and take these damn messages like, oh, that was just something good. Oh, he played well on the instrument.
Oh,
something like
that. Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
Am I trying to talk to him, teacher?
Keep
I'm trying. Y'all gotta stop this foolishness, now. Y'all gotta stop the ignorance, the madness. Y'all gotta stop this shit for real. And we have to talk to y'all like this, not because I don't. First of all, number one, I talk to men. I deal with men as men, because a man is not going to get offended at what I say.
I know.
What that book says, open and renew cup. Open rebuke is better than
secret love.
But who takes that though? It's better for you to be rebuked openly than somebody to pull you to the side and say that they love you while your ass is perishing the whole damn time.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, man.
Put it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen me rebuke anybody openly?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that means I love them more than they love themselves. What I like about the wisdom of straightway is when somebody getting rebuked over here, they don't turn around and sit and look down their beak and go,
yeah, look at him.
Everybody like,
man.
The introspection. See, people don't understand it because you feel it. That shit hurts.
That shit
hurts. People don't think nothing, man. When you get rebuked in the spirit, it hurts.
Yes, sir.
It hurts greatly.
Everybody love me so good.
But hey. Now, let me sing a song. Let me love you now. Hey, that's the problem with me. You love this pruning shit.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Give y'all another. Y'all ready for this?
Yes, sir.
A woman don't know how to love.
Come on. That's true.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes. When she says, I love you, if she says, and most of them are deceived in that. When she says, I love you, basically, if she ever said it, what she really is saying is, I submit and I obey you. But if she says, I love you, and she don't submit and she don't obey, then guess what? She don't love.
No. Yes, sir.
That's it.
Take it
easy.
Listen.
Yep. The onus of love is on the man. Husband, love your wife. Why? Because you are created in the image of God. And Yah is love.
Come on with it. Hey, you is not hot.
I'm sorry, I'm going to be blunt. Contrary to this damn social media, Yah ain't got no pussy.
It's good.
Yah ain't got no pussy.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
It's good. Come on.
But I tell you, Yah is a man of war.
Hallelujah.
Behold the man, Christ Jesus.
Come on.
Don't give yourself gender confusion shit.
We ain't
here.
Y'all praying for me?
Yes, sir.
In y'all daily prayer.
Yes, sir.
That's all I'm asking.
Come on.
this ministry is y'all. To y'all be all glory. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I'm telling you straight up. So I got some straight up men in this ministry.
Okay.
I do. Leadership men. Men.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
Men. Oh, boy. So anyway, last night, I just started listening to this morning on Sister's broadcast. Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer ran down. Did y'all hear what they said? Man, did y'all hear all of the food plants that have literally in the last 3 months been burnt up by fire? California's been burnt up again. Million-dollar homes been burnt up. Burnt up! California's burning up every damn year, though. I mean, how many more acres y'all got left? I mean, tell me.
That's a
continual sacrifice. Hey, but check this out. They, so many, listen to me, food plants have been burning to the ground.
Yes.
Did you hear about that, Deep Saint?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Watch this. Did not y'all warn us years in advance? Oh, y'all start storing food. Wait. Did he not, with yourself, gave a vision, and a prophecy says 7 years of plenteous, and then 7 years of famine?
Yes, sir.
And he told Pharaoh and them, y'all make some big-ass grain stores.
Yes, sir.
And everybody's going to come by for you. You watch to see. Pharaoh made him second in command, so I'm changing your name. What are you changing my name to? Your name is now Zephaniah. You hear that?
Yes, sir.
Guess what? Through your wisdom, your vision, y'all's going to deliver us. Watch and see. So watch and see. Next thing you know, plenty of everybody is what? Guard down.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, say it again. And then I'll tell people all over here, listen, y'all. I keep trying to tell y'all, you better get some damn food. Every single time you go out, buy food. Buy canned goods, buy food, just buy it, okay?
Yeah.
Now, these assholes are literally burning up food storages. And then biting them, hopping at their ass, trying to blame Russell for every damn thing.
That's
a sorry-ass president. He's worse than Jimmy Carter. Y'all don't even know Jimmy Carter. I know Jimmy Carter. Teacher Shane knows Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was a damn, that damn peanut farmer. He would tell him, ooh, geez, good God, are you here? And we're sitting up here watching this damn world go to. See, you think under the illusion because you can get into a vehicle, pay your $5.50 or $4.50 per gallon gas. Let's stop for a second. Let's come on. Please. This time, under the Trump administration, we were paying $1.75 a gallon.
We are more than triple.
Call them racist. I'll be a damn year of racist. I'll take racism with $1.75.
Come on, man.
TJ said,
it cost me $96.
If he's racist, Biden, bro, whatever he is worse than racism.
I get back from Georgia, look at Deep Saint, I said, damn, you don't got black as hell, you don't put on dead, look at all this shit, you been roasting out here. You got to understand, he been in a freezer for the last 20 years. Then he comes out here, busting his ass, all over the place.
Hallelujah.
In other words, servant of the Most High God, what needs to be done? But you too busy, focus on, here we go, step center. Self-focused. You're all on yourself. You don't even know what the meaning of sacrifice is. Damn dehydrated, then you got to get up and preach to your ass. And everybody look, I know one thing, under the Trump administration, we was at $1.75 a gallon. Right now, we're at $4.40 a gallon for regular lead. And y'all know, do y'all remember the days when gasoline used to jump 10 cents per grade. If it was 89, it would be 10 cents.
Or 9 cents.
If it was $1.89 for unleaded plus for me. Ranger, you're right.
No, he's flat out right. You can't say nothing against him. He's flat out right.
Yeah.
And I say that to say, we all need to know.
Yeah.
When somebody has our best interest in mind.
Yeah.
And it may not even be us.
Yeah.
It may not even be you.
Tell the truth.
Because, I mean, Rangers are a hell of a lot better trained than I am. We here. I'm trying to rush saying, everybody's saying I'm going, but my damn internet, man, is just messing up. TJ, look out there and see if they can still see my ugly mug, man. We good? Okay. So, but you see what I'm saying, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I take heed to stuff like that. I really, truly do. Really, truly, because it's better for me to get away and be alive than to sit there in a firefight, take a chance, get a bullet,
yes.
And dead.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes.
Because Gideon type person, brother, I'm taking a bullet before you.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. I ain't got, there ain't too many brothers like that in this ministry.
No,
I ain't. I'm sitting there thinking, well, now I'm going to take the bullet for you.
No.
What gets in my way is my damn paratrooper training. You know what I mean? How many times you go on YouTube and see how many people threw their ass on a damn grenade to save the soldiers?
Everybody else.
Save their team members. It's an automatic reaction. I'll take this damn grenade and bounce off the ground 2 feet and then all the frantic and everything in order to save you. There ain't no integrity like that in this damn world. This is a weak-ass world. Sorry. This is a weak-ass, sorry-ass world. Y'all bear with me for a second. All right, there we go. But whatever we do, something has got to be greater than ourselves. Whenever something is greater than yourself, you don't mind the sacrifice. If y'all will read the book, when we preach and teach, you will realize we're not outside the book in his ministry. If you will read the book.
It is the book.
No, if you will literally read the book, you'll find out we're not outside of scope.
At all.
I mean, think about how many people judge Yah because they don't know his word. You know, here's the greatest classic. You want to hear it?
Come on,
you want to hear the greatest classic? You want to hear the greatest classic? Type 7 in there. Mucky Bastard, you there?
Hallelujah.
You want to hear the greatest classic? And they're always trying to indict the Most High Yah as if he can be indicted by them low-base pieces of dirt. Here it is. Well, if God is good, as I put it, then why does he allow so much suffering on the earth? You stupid, dumbass.
Don't know the baby. Wow.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Everything is to point a finger at him.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than point a finger at them.
Yeah.
It's always point a finger at him rather than them.
Yep.
You lying ass devil.
Yo. The flesh.
Y'all already set this thing up.
Hey.
He gave angels a free will, and he gave man a free will.
Yeah.
Did he not?
Yes, sir. He did.
Right.
Oh, maybe he got me.
We can end that whole damn question by this. It is the goodness of Yah.
We
need you to repent. That's what people don't want to do. They don't want to repent.
Hallelujah.
They don't want to admit guilt.
That's
they want to admit that you are all right.
Damn it.
They don't want to admit guilt.
Yep. Oh, yes, sir. That's good.
Y'all wasn't the one that told Satan
your anointing chair to cover, then I would exalt myself on the size of the north, and I would be like the Most High Yah. He didn't tell him to do that, but he gave him free will. See, Yah, is that something? Now, wait, let's just think about this for a second. Let's just say you are the creator. Let's just hypothetical.
Yes.
We know you ain't. Let's just say you are. You created the heavens, you created earth, you created the universe, the galaxies, the atmosphere, and you chose to say, this planet right here, I'm going to bring forth my image out of that dust. And you know what? I want that whole creation to worship me.
Yes.
Adore me.
Yeah.
Give me admiration.
Yeah.
Worship. I mean, just come on. Give it to me.
Yeah.
Damn. But you know what? I want an anointed cherub to cover me. Watch it. But now, mind you, if you're an anointed cherub to cover, guess who's receiving that worship as it comes up?
Oh, my
from
God.
From the Lord.
Wow.
You begin to thank yourself for something.
Wow.
Mind you, you are a created being.
Yes. Wow.
Creation.
You begin to think, because you cover it.
Yes.
You think that you are great. And you think that you are something.
Oh,
huh?
Wow.
Because, I mean, if you're covering the throne of Yah,
mm-hmm.
and all the angels are seeing
wow.
and they all are worshiping you, holy.
Yeah.
Holy.
Holy.
Wow.
Holy.
Yeah. Holy. Yahweh Elohim Almighty.
Yeah.
You start, wait a minute, you start
holy.
Thinking you're holy.
Yeah.
That's why I say I didn't want to be the light. I don't want to be the Most High. I want to be like the Most High in your deceptive ass speech. There is nobody to the left or to the right.
Yeah.
Come on.
True.
And there never will be nobody to the left or the right. When he says, I am the only a cop.
Yeah.
I'm the only one.
Yeah.
Besides me, there is no other.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
I'm sorry. I'm on the
wow.
You won't worship, no problem with me. I'll dance like
hey,
that.
Hallelujah!
I'll give the glory.
Yeah!
Because after all, you worth it.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You gave me a free will. I'm glad you gave me a free will.
Yes.
I'm going to use this free will
to
give you glory.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I don't understand this rebellion shit.
Hey, that's crazy.
It is crazy. What? I'll be looking sideways at these damn angels listening to this damn fool. You doing what, nigga? There's all
niggas. Oh, yeah.
You trying to spin my damn, you talking about damn insurrection? I'll run your ass through right now.
Yeah.
Sorry. Fidelity.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
You got the one that created everything, and you won't rise up in insurrection against him. Are you a damn fool?
Yeah.
That's why I promise you, I made sure at that damn Super Bowl halftime show, I made sure I was sitting there and watched that live. I was waiting. As soon as they put Dre ass up, I was waiting. You see how he quickly threw it up like that and put it out. I said, got his ass. Look at that.
Yeah.
I said, look at that. You stupid ass people don't understand Satanism.
Yeah.
But he can parade his ass out in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all realize that when you come to the ministry, now all of a sudden the darkness of Satanism all of a sudden, it all unfolded for you. Like,
the
things you used to celebrate.
Yeah.
You're like,
no more.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Father God. Hallelujah.
That's the truth. How do you trip off you damn black folks calling yourself Greeks?
What?
You damn stupid ass thing.
I love you. For fraternity.
Yep.
Alpha Beta.
Alpha Phi Sigma. Phi Sigma. Alpha Beta. No, you a stupid ass.
Yeah, just beta. Just beta. Yeah. And it takes a damn country-ass pastor with his sidekick over there,
hey,
Brother Shane, compost digging shit.
But then God,
y'all just ain't chose the food. And you trying to ignore, you can't ignore us because we here.
We here.
You can do it all you want, but you can't ignore us. We here.
We here.
That's it.
Listen, damn it.
Come on.
Just like they had Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they had Jeremiah, Ezekiel,
and
Yael.
Yeah.
They had Isaiah. All those prophets at that time.
Yeah.
Then comes Yahshua.
Yeah.
And then the apostles. And they damn so what name? No Peter, James, ain't damn John.
Nope. Come on with it, Steph.
How the hell you gonna get Hebrew apostles named after European names? Peter, James, John.
Look at the devil.
Stupid asses. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, that's them of you. You don't know you.
Yeah. Come on, Steph.
Hebrew names with European names. Now we are
now.
This time.
Now.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. And you think
Yah
is going to stop raising up his people?
Come on,
no.
Man.
And beside yourself, they goes, I believe the report. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage. Amen. And in the midst of that, I learned how to not lean to my own. Understand? That's why I got peace. Don't you want to be set free? Don't you ever want to have a peace of mind? Joy divine? Love that'll last? Can't be surpassed? You're going to start doing something about these thoughts. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage and diseases. Sorry, folks, but it's the truth anyhow. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Who's accused of the brother? Satan, right? The Bible says he's doing that day and night. Now is he accusing us before God, then he's accusing us amongst each other?
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
Now we got two strikes against us. And then we end up accusing ourselves. Now we got three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. I mean, after all, if he can't get you to accuse each other, the next thing he do, he just gets you to just beat down yourself. Yeah. Well, we're pulling some cover off there. We say, whoo, look at him. Look at him! pulling some cover off the danger. Look at the hell, devil. There he is. So you can't let these accusing spirits have place. So if you want that peace of mind, brothers and sisters, you can have it. Because our Jesus is good. I ain't know we're going to have some music this morning. You keep on plowing and stuff on. Amen. So the devil, Satan, is the one. I'm telling you, he's the accuser of the brother. So if he can't get you, hey, everybody's accusing you before the Father, and then you're accusing each other. You follow me? Next thing you know, he's going to have you accusing your own self. Is that right? He's going to have you accusing your own self. They'll take care of him. Y'all come on in. We blessed, ain't we?
Hallelujah. Yeah. I realize I understand that many of you don't know what the hell that was. I get it. Hey, Summer, bring me one of these in here, please. But we're in Bar Mikvah 12, right? Bar Mikvah 12. All right. Every single one of us that are true Israelites, we're all subject to God's word. In other words, can I give y'all a brand new revelation, which is not a revelation at all? In case somebody didn't tell y'all, I'm going to tell you now. If you want to be told, type in the number three.
Three.
Type in the number three if you truly want to be told. And I'm talking about the people. Just don't be typing in three if you don't mean business. Type in three if you mean business, damn it. We ain't talking about those damn hypocrites over here. You see these threes piling up, don't you, brother? You see them, right? Here it is. Listen. If you type in three, I hope you don't recant, hypocrite. You admit that you are a slave to the Father. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yeah.
Servant means slave.
Yeah.
You are a slave.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to take away your three, take it away, hypocrite. That's what I don't understand about this walk. We are all bond servants. You maybe you don't know what that means because you are mesmerized and deceived by the kinsmanship of the scribes. That's Jeremiah 17 now, right? You're mesmerized by it. The day that the Father gave you the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Was the day your life was over.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You freely admitted to becoming an indentured servant.
Yes,
that means you own a debt that you cannot pay.
Yeah.
And so you indentured yourself to the master.
Yes.
You sell fools. And slow at heart to not believe all that the prophets have said.
Yeah.
See, you don't know shit, like I told you. You don't. You've been duped. You've been deceived. You've been run amok. You've been mesmerized. You don't even know what the hell's going on. Y'all tell me work in your day going mad. Declare it.
Come on,
Chef. You thought you could keep your own will. No, you can't do it over here.
Nevertheless,
it's not your will, but his will.
Come on.
You thought, you could be saved. You thought you could do this Christian cliche. It is finished. He finished it. Your shit just begun.
Woo!
Hey,
just because
you fight the good fight.
That's it.
You finish the course. You kept the battle.
Come on,
Sam. Come on. He was started.
Come on.
In other words, in the dispensation. Well, you know, they like love using that. What if I tell y'all that there was no difference between Moses and the prophets and the apostles and the pastors and the teachers of the day?
Oh, yeah.
There's literally no difference. Same calling.
Yes, sir.
If I were to write my own book, you think people would read that? First pastor one. Second pastor two.
I got you.
First teacher one, first teacher two. We give y'all some wisdom right out in front of y'all. But the difference is that the Most High Yah has not ordained that we write scripture.
Right. That's
true. Only Moses and the prophets. The apostles didn't even write scripture. The apostles didn't even write before the prophets.
Come on. That's good.
The apostles never wrote scriptures, though.
No. Right.
They always supported it.
Yes, they did.
Come on. Sir. And the scriptures cannot be broken.
Come on.
Broken.
I mean, period. Jesus gave the foundation already laid.
He called us. What are you going to do? So we say anything contrary to that, other than that, you might as well let them be a curse.
Yeah.
Hey. Apostles, great they are. Leo, Slip, A-Top. Listen, in case me you don't got it, you got, I will save that for tomorrow. I already got it to me. Thank you, Father. I got tomorrow's message already. Download it. Just that thing. And mind you, I don't get too many messages. Download it. Just that thing. Stop that message right now. Save for tomorrow.
Thank you.
Well, you think about this for a second. The Most High God, He is so wise, the Heavenly Father,
yes.
In all of His wisdom.
Hallelujah.
I bless His holy name.
Yes.
I bless His holy name. Me, I'm gonna serve all days of my life.
That's it.
I am gonna serve all days.
Oh yes,
life.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go with numbers real quick. For I'm telling man, I'm hard. It's being downloaded. Get ready for Shabbat morning.
Hallelujah.
Don't you want to write it down? Nope. Don't need to write it down. Pastor, what you forget? Don't need to write it down. Pastor, what you going to go see? Don't need to write it down.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, Greg, you're coming at the right time, man.
It's
coming in hot. It's coming in hot. Don't miss this one.
Okay.
Don't miss your day of visitation. Don't miss it. Come on, T.
And Miriam and Aaron, faith against smoke.
Now, wait a minute. Notice, Miriam first, Aaron, weak-ass Ahab of a priest. Now, I say that with all due respect. Because I will never speak against the high priest. I was speaking it in context of what we're reading. You got Miriam, prophetess. All of a sudden, she got in the damn ear.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say this to y'all women out there. Why is it that y'all always trying to spit in the ear of a man? A real man of y'all is not going to be persuaded or swayed by your whispers.
Hallelujah.
Did I say something wrong?
No, sir. Hallelujah.
Tell
the truth.
You know, in this generation, what we're missing? They think that meekness equates to weakness.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Against what?
Flesh and blood.
Read on.
But
against what? against principalities.
Stop. So when are we going to start saying your name? When are we going to start fingering that? I've delivered people before, and I've had to actually take the low road because the Spirit had them so convinced.
Yeah.
I've had to literally take the whole the low road to the point of tears.
Yes.
And they will say, why are you crying? I was like, I see what you don't see. But if you allow me, consent. Consent. I promise you, we'll get this victory. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
You gotta say something.
You know what I'm saying? Just because... Honor! But you need to have some humility. Okay, I trust, I believe you, okay?
Yeah.
And don't rat stuff?
Yeah. You're trampled on, stomped on,
yeah,
the whole thing. Swarm on, rained on.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be no doormat for any of that.
Come on.
A doormat. For damn stupid ass stuff. You know, it's amazing when the one that helped you get ordained, you think you're wiser than him. And you don't live shit. I'm trying to help you. Anyway, let's go.
You get it.
You get it. That's why the book says, he that sit on the circle of the earth. The four corners. Laughs. Ha! 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 Daniel Mirror on fire, man. He can't stop typing. Daniel Mirror cannot stop typing. Daniel is just damn, he about to blow up in here. I may have to damn ride to Indiana tonight. We have to ride. You know, man, calm him down. Daniel's on fire.
Hallelujah.
All right, boy, Russell against flesh and blood, but against Prince Palace.
Against power.
Powers.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
Now, let me ask you a question. We know that Yah makes his pavilion in darkness.
Yes.
Right? We know he hides in darkness.
Yes.
We know he covers himself in darkness.
Yes.
We know that Yahshua came out in a great cloud of darkness.
Yes.
But this was said, but the rulers of darkness of this world, the rulers of not knowing of this world, but
against spiritual wickedness.
Where are they at?
In high places.
That's when you try to pass off yourself.
Ooh. Come on.
As what you're perceiving, you're so wise. But you're really ministering what demons
say.
You're trying to let the demons focus through you.
Jesus.
And be wise. And try to think that you have an inside track, but it's really a demonic spirit doing a ministry. But it ain't you.
Boy.
But you think it's you.
Boy.
You think you so damn wise.
Oh, my God.
You ain't shit.
That's it.
You hear it?
Yeah.
You ain't a damn thing.
No.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, listen. Let y'all know y'all not dealing on Rudy Poots.
Yeah.
Teacher Shane and I, how many times we've been out teaching? 12 o'clock past midnight, we will go to these neighborhoods where they will call us up. These people will be standing out in their front yard and say, we are not going into that house. You remember that, Teach? Am I lying? They said, we're not going into the house. There's some shit going on in the house. That shit's haunted. Shit's moving. And we ain't doing that. I said, oh, really? Hey, I said, hey, y'all call us over here. What are you going to do? I said, we going to the house.
Yeah.
Am I right, D?
That's right.
Am I right, D?
You're right.
I said, we going to the house. Oh, no, you ain't either. Watch us. Hold up, double. Give me keep watching, walk through the damn door. No, you don't understand. Shit be moving.
stuff be going on in that damn place. Y'all can't be going, no, we're going in there. I tell you what, y'all, cap your ass out here. I told Keith, you get downstairs, I get upstairs, we'll take care of this shit.
Ooh.
We have to live here all damn night long. Well, we'll see what the hell's going on. We'll see if these damn demons show up. Show up, punks.
Come on, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Stupid. Anyway.
Yes, sir.
So, man,
But see, this is how you can tell these people are not students
that's
of the scripture.
Oh.
I can save y'all a lot of steps if you just listen.
Hark.
You be in the same bank.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to advance it that much more far. Am I right, Greg?
No,
take it that much more far.
Yes, sir.
Watch this. Read on.
Because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let's get this right. An Ethiopian woman is an African, right?
Yes, sir.
Is that right? African.
Yes,
and they mumbled at Moses because he's an Israelite.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes, sir.
But he's marrying what they call a modern-day African. Back then, they would call her a Hamite. That's concrete.
Yes.
Read on.
For he had married.
He had what?
He had married an Ethiopian.
Well, how did he marry her? Did he stand before a damn Catholic priest and say, dear beloved, we are gathered here today in holy matrimony with sacraments and bullshit. The marriage was when Moses stuck his penis in a vagina.
Concrete.
Read on.
And they said,
who's this they shit? Come on.
Moses.
Hey,
Yah, indeed, spoken only by Moses.
Oh, now, we're
going to
bust your temple now. Now, I know that you are Mosaic, and I know you are the custodian of the law, and I know you are anointed of Yah, but wait a minute.
Let's see.
Yah ain't only talked to you.
Ooh.
He talked to me, too.
That's it.
He talked
to
me. Wow. And Moses is like, you know what, on this one, you need to take a back seat.
Yeah, that's
you know what they're saying, right? God bring it modern day.
Yeah, come on, sir.
Oh, Pastor Dow. Oh, we know. You got power.
Oh, we know.
You got strength.
Oh, we know.
You got revelation.
Oh, we know.
That God is dealing with you.
True.
But
make a choice of a wife, we got to question that shit.
All right.
We got to question that shit.
All right.
First of all, who in the hell is we? Who in the hell are you?
Exactly.
The question is we. Y'all got to understand, you deal in a now, I deal in the eternal.
That's
come
my,
on.
That's not mine.
That
anointing,
boy. Yes, it. Hey.
Come on,
Chef. Come
on. Hey.
And they want to
touch
me.
They want to touch me.
I get straight from him.
Hallelujah.
I give a shit. There's no flesh and blood that will ever take me away from Yah.
Hallelujah.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
I give a shit. Women already outnumber men.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know how many children I can make?
Literally.
I'm busting up 20 women. I guarantee you at least make 5 or 10. I'm sorry, that may be too brutal for
God.
Man talk, you know.
But
these
women,
we're
in a cup.
Yeah.
This is my man.
That's
it.
I remain totally unconcerned.
That's it.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
No, I mean, I'm trying to be diplomatic. But I'm very for real. I'm extremely for real.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all listen?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to teach y'all how to be men.
That
yeah.
Come on.
I'm
with it. Because a man, he's going to take care of his duty and responsibility.
Yes.
A damn sorry-ass man, he can't take care of his duty and responsibility.
No.
That's why I tell men, I don't know me. Listen. I understand, yes, we are ministers. We preach religion.
Hey.
But if you can't afford it, you ain't qualified.
Yeah.
You stop that shit. You damn sorry ass, funky ass, dumb ass, stupid ass,
add on whatever you want to.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ain't it with an ass.
Put your damn little head out and chop the shit off.
Yeah.
And then you know what the crazy thing is? You got the brothers with the damn smallest Napoleon ass penises. They don't want, they got the biggest ass balls. Penis.
Real sad.
It matters. What is the size of your balls? You can't even hold.
Anyway,
I'm but concrete though. But you concrete though.
Star ass.
But you concrete though.
We're going to sit over in the shower house hiding in a corner.
Hey, I can't convince you.
Hey, I used to be in the army, damn it. We had 12 bays. You swing the left and right. It's like being in a prison industrial complex.
Come on. Hey, sister, you high.
It's a weak ass nigga. Anyway, it's some weak people.
Weak ass people.
Yeah.
It is. Your balls is what produce your seed.
Yes, here.
That's
about it. Here. You
know what I'm saying? Damn raisins. California. You know what I'm saying? You can be the bottom hand. You can't even let them hang. But see, that's what they need to get with our culture. They never get that. Because y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all ain't never read David.
Yeah.
Y'all never read David.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to, I promise you, I'm literally one that's trying to work all this Christianity shit out of y'all.
Yeah.
I'm trying to literally put righteous fight into y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Hallelujah. All right, Chiefs, come on. Let's get this. No, you're right. Brother Shannon said, still not a punk-ass preacher. That's the inside.
Yeah.
Shannon said that over 10 years ago, didn't he?
Soon,
his wife soon was like, you got to listen to this. And Shannon's like, I ain't listening to no damn punk-ass preacher.
Oh, hallelujah.
Shannon heard me, he was like, sit right next to me. You ain't got a damn proof. But you're a quick.
That don't make no damn sense. Mm-hmm. Even in logic and reason,
don't make no sense.
Teach, read.
Has he not spoken also by us?
You hear that? Oh, we hear from y'all too. Oh, Victoria, she thinks you hear from y'all.
I don't.
A damn train ass. Train ass.
She hear from Mike.
Train ass. You know what I was saying? Train ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
She'll be in trains running on her from them teenage all the way to the other damn city. Run trains.
Oh, Jesus.
Sad. But all of a sudden, she's a prophetess. A prophetess or a whoremonger.
She hears
something. Whores. Huh? She hears something. She is hearing it. It's coming in clear, too. Y'all remember when Mike said, I will meet any damn body that said anything. Mike pulled.
Okay.
Blank your ass
at.
Y'all mean that Mike said all in this world?
There's a lot. Let me show you this.
Good God. I remember when Mike pulled and said this shit. El Rufus pulled his punk card. He said, you said anything where Elder Rufus gave him an address. He said, I'll be here. Tell me when. All of a sudden, guess who didn't show up? Ridiculous.
And y'all heard it.
Y'all did what?
Heard it.
And you don't think y'all are still here today?
Yes.
What did? Now, hold on. Let's just check out straightway for a moment.
All right.
So, you get Matthew 5:17. All right? And you get John 14:15. You stay right where you at. We're going to finish this thing out real fast. All right? Watch it. Read. You ain't there yet?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Read.
Do not think that I came to destroy the Torah or the prophets.
Y'all hear that? Read loud. Thunder.
Yes, sir.
Bring it from your gut.
From the top.
Boy,
from the top.
Hard.
Yes, sir.
Do not think that I came
to destroy the Torah or the prophets.
Come on.
I did not come to destroy, but to complete or fulfill.
Read. If you love me,
do what?
You will keep my commandments. Teach, read.
Now. The man, Moses.
The man, Moses. This is what we're trying to instill in all of y'all. You got balls.
Yes, sir.
Hey, y'all was damn penis.
Yes, sir.
Are you creating the image of y'all?
Yes, sir.
You're still a man.
Yes,
the man.
Moses.
The man.
Yes,
the man.
Sir.
Read.
Now, the man Moses was very meek above
man.
All the men.
Show what you say about T.J. You big ass man, General Zombie, you're still going to be ass. You know what I mean? But why not take meekness? You ain't got to put on no down.
No.
Just show. No. Why? For what?
No.
Oh, bro, great. Read.
Above all the men which were upon the face of the earth.
Come on. Listen. You listen?
Yes, sir.
Read.
And Yah spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam.
No, wait a minute. So, the Most High, Yah came down to all three of them.
Yes.
Suddenly. Mind you, we already know Hebrews was said, Yah dealt with men in sundry times. Now he deals with us in these last days by his son. In other words, he's not talking to us like this.
Yeah.
Y'all getting it right?
That's right.
So all these things were written for our examples and for our learning, our admiration. Is that right? Read, teach, watch this.
Come out, you three, under the tabernacle.
No. We got to get everybody in the whole congregation to
Three.
You three assholes, who I chose.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
And they three came out.
Out. This the emphasis I put. When he came out, just because he called you out there, don't mean you have no input. You know what I'm saying? When he called you out, only one is communicating. That means sending. Everybody else is receiving. And there's nothing reciprocated in them. You're dealing with the Most High, yeah. You don't have nothing to add. Don't want to hear your opinion. I am the exalted.
Yeah.
I'm the Ayah and Kani. Reaching.
And Yah came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle.
Free.
And called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth.
Wait. What happened to Moses?
Yeah.
Happened to Moses? We heard three.
Yeah.
But when he came down to the door of the tabernacle, he only called two.
Yeah.
The accusers.
Yes, sir.
Woo.
They don't want to find nothing.
Listen, I'm going to ask something. Israel, listen. I know you think that you can function after the manner of Gentiles in this world. You can't claim ignorance in this. You can't do it anymore. Yah is going to deal with us according to where we are at based on the law presented to us. And I'm going to tell you something. Have we not been presented to us a law perfectly?
Oh, yeah.
We had it more clear than the last generation over 2,000 years. I promise we had.
Without it,
we have literally had it.
Yes, sir.
You get no reprieve.
Yes, sir.
Get no quarter.
No excuse.
You get no junction. You get none of it. Read, teach.
And he said.
What did he say?
Hear now my words.
Who's doing the talking?
Yah.
All right. Oh, okay. Thank you, Father.
Yes, thank you, Father.
And you know what? He's different than us.
Oh, yeah.
When he says something, you know, when he says something, well, I didn't mean it that way. No, when he says something, ain't no innuendo. When he says something, it's forever settled.
Come on, son.
It's final.
That's it.
He said, hear now my words. Read.
If there be a prophet.
If there be a what?
Be a prophet.
If there be a self-appointed.
No.
A prophet.
But watch this though. Read.
I will make myself known unto him.
So y'all understand that kind of talk?
Yes.
Y'all is going to make yourself known to him.
Yeah.
So you got all these people coming up claiming prophets. Right? But see, I want to make myself known to him. And I've tested this boast in many false prophets. Have a lot of teachers. These people rise up. I'm a prophet. Oh, you are, huh?
Yes,
I tested the boast. They did not know the Torah. They did not know it. I said, oh, look at you. Self-appointed idiot.
Self-appointed idiot.
Read on, teacher.
I will make myself known unto him.
In a vision. In a what?
In a vision. And will speak unto him in a dream.
And everybody got vision and dream. Well, then really, we're going to test that boast. I can test that too. Come on.
My servant, Moses.
Stop. My what?
My servant.
Stop with this English shit. He's reading, right? He's reading. My what?
Servant Moses.
My what?
Slave.
My what?
Slave.
My what?
Slave.
My what?
Slave. I worship. Slave.
Moses.
All night
for
my
slave. What are you going to do?
Say it again.
Slave. Sometimes
labor all night.
It's not so. Who is faithful in all my house.
You hear that? How is the servant or the slave faithful in all his house? Because he did what the master said.
Yes.
Slave. So all you damn bitch ass women out there, you think you're a damn servant, right? You're a good sir, you good slave.
Hey,
did all that the master said.
Hey.
And you think you know every damn thing. Even from a righteous man, you think you know.
Aye.
See, all of the sin today is pales in comparison. We weak. We empty.
I'm
sorry. We listen.
Yes.
We think rebellion is strength. But according to the book, rebellion is ass. And stubbornness is as iniquity
and idolatry.
But we still don't want to believe what's been written.
Whoa.
I'm going to tell you right now,
whoa,
I'm a slave to every one of
y'all.
Hey, because I'm a bond servant of Christ.
Yes,
teach, are you not a slave? Every one of them? That's why we go to places. First thing we do, we hit the land. You remember when we went up to your land? Up there was elementary.
Yes, sir.
Teach and I, we came up and we stood by 10 and said, what would you have us to do?
I did.
You don't remember that? You don't remember that?
I remember. Like,
y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
First thing we had, what you have us to do?
The teacher's got the job.
We already know what to do. We still submitted our what you have us to do. And when we got there, we worked our ass off.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, we worked our ass off. You know what I was teaching? We had a couple of beers in the evening. Give them a nice cold shower, hot shower. Be hurting in the evening. See how I'm doing. We got to warm up in the morning. Get it? Do it again.
Hallelujah.
Am I lying? Repeat.
With him, will I speak mouth to mouth? Even apparently, not in dark speech.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the Most High God is not speaking to me mouth to mouth. He's not speaking to me in dark speech. He's talking to Moshe like that. He's not doing that with nobody else but Moshe and Yahshua. Yahshua's already been prophesied in Deuteronomy 18. Acts. Read on.
And the similitude of God shall be, behold. Wherefore, then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
Stop. I said stop, David, right there. You understand?
Yes,
wherefore, you are not afraid to speak against my
slave.
All right, that's what I'm going to say. So all you arrogant-ass people out there, you think you have an inside track on Pastor Dow. You don't know nothing about me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even come around. You don't fellowship with me. You don't know me whatsoever.
No.
You don't. I can tell you this. It's a sad, sad thing. You speak against me, and you think you're so connected to Yah that you can avoid my relationship with him.
Mm.
We're going to see. We will see. And I'm willing. And I will gladly test that person. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
I know straight away. I know we're doing y'all's will. I do know we are.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Deke.
And the anger of Yah was kindled against them. And he departed.
And then look what happened. Watch this. Y'all spoke. Anybody in the rebuttal?
No, sir.
Anybody talking back?
No, sir.
So, I got something to say.
No, sir.
No, read on.
And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle.
Mm.
And behold, Miriam became leprous. White as snow.
Let's talk for a second. Even though she ended up became leprous white as snow. She got shut off out of camp, right?
Yes.
And Moses made a petition. We jump in the air, right? Did make a petition. Made a petition, but we never ever heard of her skin turning back.
True.
Her still remain. The law is strict, replete. Y'all get it?
Yes, sir.
Don't fall into this shit with this damn junk. Oh, all right. Hey. Well, live then, down. They doing this shit tonight for real. I told them. Live then, y'all. Anyway. Y'all seen the video about Alabama community, right?
Yes.
Man, Alabama seems to move. Brother John, they're doing good work. Alabama community. We have a community in Alabama.
We have
a community in Alabama. We're doing good. We're going to read one more passage. Got to call it tonight, all right? We have to read this. Teach 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 6 through 15. Sorry, D, we got to go over this. Here it is, Teach. Here it is. Y'all ready?
Now we command you, brethren.
Y'all hear that? Brother.
In the name of our Master, Jesus Christ.
So, we're invoking the power, right?
Yes.
Read on.
And withdraw yourself.
Hold on. You connect yourself.
Withdraw.
Draw together like glue.
Withdraw.
Make sure you use bonds to tape.
Withdraw.
You withdraw yourself from what?
From every brother that walks disorderly.
So, let's define what disorderly is. You have your attitude for disorder. You think was disorder. I think was disorder. That's fine. What is disorderly? Read.
And not after the tradition which you have received.
The what?
The tradition.
So the Most High God did not conceal tradition then.
It did not.
Read on.
For yourselves know how you ought to follow us.
Follow who?
Follow us.
To do what?
To follow
everybody else.
us.
Or the detractors.
Us.
ISUBK.
Us.
ISUIC.
Us.
GOC.
Us.
Christians.
Us.
Seventh-day Adventists.
Us.
Mormons.
Us.
Apostolic.
Us.
Pentecostals.
Us.
Mormons.
Us.
Baptists.
Us.
Methodists.
Us.
Apostolic.
Us.
That's all day.
That's it.
Come on.
Or even when we were with you.
When we were what?
With you.
Come on.
Since we commanded you.
What?
That if any man would not work, neither should he.
Whoa.
Hold on.
Come on. If your ass don't work, you shouldn't what?
Eat.
There'll be a starving ass Negro in this damn thing.
Man, what you say?
Read on.
We hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly.
Dead. Wait a minute. There are some niggas that actually believe honky hoochie Negroes, that they believe you don't have to do shit, Reed.
Mm-hmm. Working not at all. But our busybodies.
But a what?
Busybody.
A busybody. In case y'all don't know, but a busybody is another saying for tail bearers. Going about slandering and defaming and falsifying information, inserting. Am I right, Keith?
Amen.
Read on.
Now them that are such, we command and exhort.
Command and exhort. Apostles. Who do the Torah and the law? Read.
By our Master Jesus Christ.
Read.
That with quietness they work and eat their own bread.
If they are righteous, let them work with quietness. Let them eat their own bread what they earn. But watch this.
But you, brethren, be not weary in well doing.
For what?
And if any of any man obey not our word by this epistle.
Let him be.
Note that man and have no company with
him. Y'all hear that?
No company.
Don't even expose them. But if they simply don't even obey what we're doing.
Ah.
You ain't got to talk.
Ah.
All you got to do is, hey. The finger is already on them.
Yeah.
Ah. They think they wise. They dumb as shit.
Right.
You stupid ass fool. You get up. We got your ass.
We that he may be ashamed.
That's why I talk about his ministry. People talk about menial tasks. What is a menial task? Because whatever you won't do or can't do, I can easily do it.
Oh, yeah.
I can literally take a shovel.
Yes.
Gouge out all the shit. Put it in a bucket and move it to another place. I would never think nothing about it.
Yeah.
In other words, there's no task, great or small, for me.
Yes.
I'll do it either way.
Yes,
I'm a servant. What the hell servant gonna say?
Thank you.
I'm
here.
I'm here.
That's it.
See, what in the world is that? You know, Abraham had a slave by the name of Eliezer.
Ooh, that man.
Yeah, a great man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Abraham said, damn, I'm getting old. You don't think I'm going to have nobody.
Yeah.
I tell you what, this one is so damn faithful to me, I turn over every damn thing to him. Everything to him. Y'all didn't read that. No, you got to worry about that. You have a son. By who?
Ready.
Sarah. What?
Hey,
Abraham, you just learning about me.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Y'all was dealing with Abraham.
Yes,
sir. They ain't dealing with us like this now. You better wise than Abraham.
Oh, yeah.
That was dealing with Father Abraham.
Yes,
we should learn, but we didn't learn.
Yeah.
You get it?
Did not.
You better deal with us right now.
Yes.
In other words, damn, I better do well to learn from that.
Yes.
You get it?
That's where I'm at.
Yes, sir. We ain't got no... How many men, you know, 99 years old can father a child? sitting up and crepit, broke down, old, broken up and everything. GMO modified, shit falling out all over the damn sky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We better stay strong.
Yes, sir.
Read these.
Yet count him not as an enemy.
Don't count him as an enemy, but?
But admonish.
Reproof. Rebuke.
That's
correct.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
See, that's one thing we don't want to do.
That's true.
We don't want to get in the brother's other brother's face. Look here, brother. Straighten your ass up. That's that Gentile shit. Weak shit.
Yeah.
No, you straighten your ass up.
Yeah.
Not perfect. We don't want to end a relationship, but you would straighten your ass up. Without today, you get corrected, you want to sever the whole relationship.
Yeah.
You want to throw it all away.
0 to 100.
Read to you.
Admonish him as a brother.
As a what?
A brother.
We've been long, and we ain't get to our numbers. Chief Saint started this shit. We appreciate each and every last one of you being here. Hey, y'all know Brother Ugly, he left the ministry. And now he's doing private teaching. He thinks he's a teacher. Ain't nobody listening to him. I just caught wind of it. That's the damn shame. Love Brother Ugly too, man. So sad he's deceived. Australia. Brother Abraham, Gary, bless y'all.
Bless y'all. Bless y'all, man. Bless y'all.
All right, last thing coming up, Daniel Mayer. Daniel, don't you die. I know you're on fire. Daniel, I know you're on fire. You better not keep them brothers up all night tonight. I told y'all, change that shit. You better not keep them brothers up all night because you're on fire. Hear me, Brother Daniel? Daniel Mayer! Oh, hallelujah. Philippines in the house.
Hey, bless y'all.
Bless y'all.
Bless y'all.
Hey, hell, baby. All right. We'll see if we out. There's all the brother now tonight. Stay there. Stay there. All right. I'm ready to go to bed. I'm tired as hell. I am tired as hell. I promise I am. See y'all Shabbat morning, all right? Hey, Israel. Be Israel with y'all. We love y'all.
Yes.
We truly do. And I bless you all on the street, pressing strong, victorious, my Lord, come in the name of our coming King. Y'all sure I'm a Jesus. Jesus the Christ. Shabbat shalom. See y'all tomorrow morning. King coming. Love y'all, Israel. Shalom, shalom.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I ain't here. Okay, so let's get it.